You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we are entering into the game zone with the quiz master, or maybe it's the quiz zone with the game master, Mr. Domley, as we play another edition of Binge or Cringe, where Pete and I don't have to compete. We just have to tell you our opinions, which is it's not hard for us to do. But the laughter you hear right there is coming from Mr. Pete Schwabba all the way up in Marinette, Wisconsin, a.k.a. Christmas City, USA. He's up in the Northeast. I am down here in the Southeast. My name is Greg Bach in Radio Park at Racine. And then all the way over in Madison at HQ is Mr. Dom Lee, and we are the Yadrahe Triangle here with you tonight, having a great time. Thank you so much for joining us. If you missed anything from the first hour, you can simply go to civicmedia.us/shows. You can go look for Nightlight, download episodes, listen to them at your leisure wherever you'd like all over the world, and get caught up. Also, if you want to get in touch with us in other ways, you can simply get the Civic Media app. Very, very simple. You can call, text. You can also listen to live programming, whether it's music or talk. You can also get your news there as well. So download that. It's absolutely free. But if you want to go old school, that's right. This is now considered old school. You can email us, nightlight@civicmedia.us, N-I-T-E-L-I-T-E @civicmedia.us. And yes, we do read the emails, and we take your suggestions to heart. So thank you so much for everyone who's gotten in touch with us and everyone who sent us a comment on the live stream or the text line about tonight's question. And before we get any further, let's restate the question so people know what's going on. Dom?
Yeah.
It is graduation season, so what would be your advice to the graduating class, whether it's high school, college, eighth grade, tech school, whatever it may be, what would be your advice to the graduating class of 2026? Again, let us know, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Pete, what would you tell the youths?
Craig, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's
the best advice. I don't know.
At this point, with the future so uncertain and the job market, we don't know what it's going to be. I would say don't put all your eggs in the vocational basket. Make yourself happy. Pick a place you want to live, a partner, whatever it is that makes you happy, and find something that you're passionate about and figure it out. Because who knows what is going to happen with AI? So it used to be like, well, what you were going to do defined who you were almost. Yeah. And that's not right either, but depending on what it is. But I think right now you can't really do that. You've got to, it's a cliche, but follow your passion or what you love to do and figure out how to make yourself relevant if AI creeps up and blows everybody out of the water.
Yeah, really good. That's understandable. Dom, honestly, you're closer to graduation than either one of us. So what would you tell young people that, you know, you may have been in school with right now?
I was just going to say that this one hits home, especially for me, because I graduated about a year ago today. So May of 2025, I graduated. Mm-hmm. And I got quite a few cards after my graduation. And there's one that I actually wrote down here that hit me really hard. It was from my uncle. And he said, this isn't the end of a chapter. It's the start of your story. So it's not the end of anything. It's the start of something new. And that hit me home. That hit home really hard because it's the start of something new. You enjoy life. This is just the beginning, and enjoy it.
I love that. Those are very good words. And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. I feel like, I don't know about you, Pete, but like, when I was younger, when I was in, you know, after whether it was high school or the age you graduated from college, because I didn't graduate from college at the, you know, the typical age, if you will, around 22 or 23. And it was very much a thought of like, oh, you didn't go to college. So what are you going to do now? So there was all this pressure. And that, like, you know, in my early 20s, not having a after college job or not being married or not having kids at a certain age, and realizing that, oh, that was all standards that were pushed on my parents that were then pushed on me, right. And it happens to other people. And I think the advice I would give young people would be like, professionally, I'd say 4-year college isn't for everybody. Don't worry about that. Yeah. Find what your love is. Do you love working with your hands? Is there an apprenticeship out there for you? Is there, is there some sort of like vocational school job that you could go to school at a vocation school and learn and get certified? You know, do you love working outdoors? Do you want to, if you want to become a lawyer or a doctor or something like that, I would say, yeah, maybe 4-year college is your thing. But, you know, I feel like from maybe the lessons learned from my generation, Dom's generation is learning that 4-year college isn't the answer to everything. And it's not saying it's not the right answer, but it's not the right answer for everybody. And as far as AI goes, I mean, I wouldn't say hate it or fear it. I would just say be skeptical and try to understand it as best you can. But also know that wherever you work, you know, if it's not your parents' company, you're working for somebody else. And if they can find an easier way to do the job, they'll do it. So I just think it's best to like go after what you love. And there are a lot of great jobs out there where you can get trained, especially trade jobs. I am such a huge proponent.
I think I agree with a lot of what you said, but I think there was a movement here in Marinette to basically train kids to be worker bees. And I don't think kids are encouraged up in this area to go to college as much as they used to be. And I think you can encourage kids with also say it's never been for everybody, but that doesn't mean you should shut it down right away either. Mm-hmm. And I see kids that I used to work with at a middle school here that have issues. They don't know. And I don't know that guidance counselors are doing their job telling these kids, you could probably have your college paid for because you're from a low income home. Your parents are divorced. You have all these factors against you. I wish they at least knew that. And you have to also find a way to educate yourself. If you're going to learn a trade, that's fantastic. There are tons of jobs out there and they're good paying jobs, but you have to still learn how to critically think. I think a good liberal arts education, you can't put a price on that. Studying philosophy, a little bit of religion, history, all that kind of stuff, the humanities. I think we're a smarter society when we learn those things, regardless of what side of the political aisle you're on or whatever, just to be well-rounded. I think you have to find a way to do that if you're not going to go to college personally.
I understand that. I mean, and I think that, but I would say that sentiment is also tampered by who your parents were and who your teachers are.
Right.
Because you can want kids to be critical thinkers, but if they're not going to a school that's equipped to do that, or if their parents aren't as engaged, and that's not a judgment on either side of that. It's just where some kids are in. So like, yeah, I think that you should absolutely imbue children, young people, I should say, not children, but like kids who are graduating from high school. All right, do you want to go become a plumber? Do you want to become a barber? Do you want to become an electrician? Great, you can do that through here. But as you just said, you know, but let's make sure you also can use that brain that you were given because it's important. So, yeah, I don't disagree. I think that I cannot imagine at all what it's like to be between 18 to 22 years old, especially in this country right now. I can't imagine that whatsoever. So
I know, funny. Dom, you just said barber. That seems like a safe job. Like,
it's a great job.
I could cut hair. That could be in a robot, but how is that going to, that's going to be the bowl cut, you know?
But
there's nuance when you cut hair and styles and all that. I can't see that being a job AI would take over.
Well, and that's why I'm such a big proponent of trade jobs, because I was a barber for 5 years. I am trained. I am licensed. I'm still licensed to be a barber in this state. You know, it is, those are jobs that are here at home, and you can get fired from a job. I get fired at a barbershop, but I can then walk across the street and be like, I'd be a barber for you. You always have those skills. You always have that training, and it can take you anywhere in the world if you have enough ambition. So yeah, that's why for me, like, it's very important to explore the option, because for so long, tech school, community college, junior college, vocational schools were always looked at as, couldn't get into 4-year, could you? Okay, well, but no, these kids are graduating and getting apprenticeships where they're walking out with maybe $30,000 to $40,000 starting, and that's just to start as an apprentice, and then they go to journeyman and master, and before they know it, they're owning a business. And it's always an option that should be explored and demystified in this country, I should say.
Well, and let's be honest, college, for those people who are in the middle, who aren't rich or who aren't poor, it's very tough to afford college, and especially state schools. It's criminal how much an in-state, and a lot of junior colleges have closed. Thank you, Scott Walker. And a lot of the state junior colleges or two-year extensions have closed. And those were great launching points for people, even if they didn't go on to four-year school. They took, they had a little bit of that college experience. It's terrible, but it has gotten very expensive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's turn it to, we got a few minutes left before we have to go to break. Dom, let's turn it to the text line. What are people saying on the text line tonight regarding the question of the evening? What advice would you give the graduating class of 2026?
Yeah, we have great texts here. We have Monica from Mount Horeb saying, follow your passion so work never feels like work. Really good, Monica. Really good. We also got John from Columbia County saying, as the late, great Warren Zevon said on David Letterman, enjoy every sandwich.
Hey, you know what?
That was awesome.
You know what? Yeah. Totally. I agree with you. Yeah. Why would you eat a sandwich you didn't like? Unless it's a BLT.
Life's
that's
too short.
Trash. So, yeah.
You don't like BLTs?
It's disgusting. It's stupid. It's a stupid sandwich. It's not a sandwich. It's not a sandwich. It's a salad between two big croutons. Keep reading, Dom. I'm not getting this. I'm not doing this right now. I'm not doing this. I will not bring back.
We will have this conversation.
we got Brett from Brown Deer saying, I tell the youth of today to travel outside the country, get out and see the world.
Yes.
See how people live outside the world you know. And when you travel, surround yourself with the real culture. The best gift is an open mind. Really good.
Very well said, Brett. That
would you guys mind if I asked Brett a question specifically right now if he's listening? If you're listening,
go ahead.
Brett is a vet. Thank you for your service as always. I would ask you, Brett, what advice would you give to a young person if they said they wanted to join the service? In today's world, 2026, I'm putting that out there. If you're not listening, that's fine, but I can't give that advice. I don't know. So I would love to ask somebody who's been through it, but we can keep going. But that's a question for Brett if he has the time to answer.
All right, Brett. And then John Murray, texting in from Madison, said, I would challenge the graduates to save this democracy. They collectively are Luke Skywalker.
Okay. You know what's funny?
They are our only hope.
John sent that text, and it was got cut off, so he meant to say democracy. I only saw the second part where it said racy, and that was after I made the lactation consultant joke. And I thought that's what he was referring to. I was going to let it go, but now that makes sense. We also got a text from Robert in La Crosse who gave us a weather update when we were talking about how chilly it was. He said 66 degrees in La Crosse. Thank you for checking in, Robert.
Brag. What else we got there? We got another one from Robert.
Yeah, we got another one from Robert. It says, advice for high school and collegiate grads, never miss an opportunity to study, learn, and vote. Very good.
Hear, hear.
Always vote.
Let's pause it right there. We'll get to more of your messages here on the text line and the Facebook page. We're going to be coming back on the other side of the break with more of your thoughts on tonight's question. What advice would you give the graduating class of 2026? I almost said 2016. 2026, we'd love to hear from you, whether it's on the text line, the giving a call, or on the stream, which we are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. But after this, we are also going to be entering the game zone with the Quizmaster, Mr. Dom Lee, for another edition of Binge or Cringe. So stay right here. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Let's go.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Always get in touch, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. I am Greg Bach, coming to you all the way from Radio Park in Racine. Pete Schwabba is in Madison, my goodness gracious, Marinette, Wisconsin.
I've been to Madison.
It's a great city. I would fail that quiz, but I've been there. And then all the way in Madison at HQ is Mr. Dom Lee on the ones and twos. And we are getting your responses to tonight's question. Tonight's question being, what is your advice for the graduating class of 2026? Some good conversations between the three of us on here, and I'm seeing some great stuff coming through on the text line. But Pete, really quick, is there anything coming up on the Facebook page you want to put out there?
Yes. Mike Desitel says, for a high school graduate, I would encourage them to lean toward a technical college, explore the possibilities for a rewarding future personally and financially. You don't want to start out life in debt for 20 years. And I agree. College is way too expensive. It's criminal. Where are all my comments here? We got a few more comments. There we go. Then we've got Dan Thine says it's different for each individual graduate. For some, college or universities are the way to go. For others, a trade school is the better alternative. Some benefit more from serving in the military, but in the immortal words of Jimmy Dugan, avoid the clap. That is great advice.
Well, you know, he's not wrong. Not wrong. Not wrong.
I thought that was kind of understood, but someone had to say it and be immortalized for it. Pat on Facebook says, try your hardest to never take a job or do anything that isn't fun. I agree, Pat. Fun first. Nick Wallander, Comedy City in De Pere says, always keep a quarter in your car in case you make an unplanned trip to Aldi. Again, outstanding. Really? And I can't tell you how many times I've been in that situation where I haven't had a quarter and I'm juggling items. Alan says, plastics.
Nice. Okay. Nice response.
Tim Baker says, go for it. Just do it. Don't hurt him, Hammer. Love that too. Mike Preston, don't take advice from people on Facebook. Thank there you.
Perfect.
That's a great one. All right, we got a few more too. We can space these out though a little bit.
Exactly. Let's get to now the big game for Casual Friday put on by the, do you want to be the game master or the quiz master? What would you prefer?
I like game master because every now and then we don't do quizzes. We switch to games. We kind of switch it up on Fridays. So let's call me the game master, please. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't want to misrepresent ourselves.
I feel like Cash Money Carl said, don't give yourself a nickname. And here you are like, call me the game master.
Good Lord.
Well said.
All right. What do you have in store for us today?
Yes.
My friend?
It's Friday. It's time for binge or cringe. We've done this before. Mm-hmm. You guys will be given a topic and decide whether or not it's something you will binge or cringe. All right. There's no wrong answers. There's no heated debates. It can be anything from pop culture to everyday life. It's all fair game. Are you guys ready to binge or cringe?
Let's go.
Ready.
Let's do
LFG.
It. All right.
Do I have a choice?
No choice. Have to do this.
There you go.
All right.
Perfect.
So the first one is just simple. Crab Rangoons. Binge or cringe?
Binge.
Binge.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Did you think that'd be controversial?
I really do not like Crab Rangoons. That's what I thought. I just...
That's two binge, one cringe.
One cringe. And Game Master gets no vote, so we win. You said it wasn't competition. We just turned it into competition.
Greg won, Dom zero. Okay.
There you go.
All right, yeah. So then I also have quite a few here. I got about 20. Talent show competitions, like American Idol, America's Got Talent. Binge or cringe?
Cringe.
Cringe.
I say cringe, too, especially the Masked Singer. Come on. What a joke. I don't like those shows.
There was a time where my wife and I would watch The Voice, but only the blind auditions because we just like seeing talented people get picked. And after that, that's where I checked out completely. And now I don't watch it anymore at all. But yeah, overall cringe. No, thank you.
Oh, I love America's Got Talent, though. All right.
Pete and Greg, 2-0. Dom, 0.
All right. So third one, Hallmark movies. In general, Hallmark movies, binge or cringe?
Can we give a snooze option?
I don't
binge them. I do find some of them cringe. I used to have to write promos for Lifetime TV.
Whoa.
And I loved doing that. It was really fun. And I got to work with the Army Wives and write stuff for them. And they were all awesome. So I just have seen so many of them. I'll say neutral or lean toward cringe. In small doses, they're fine.
Okay.
All right. I would say cringe only if... I would say cringe solo, but my wife enjoys them. She understands the irony of all, so she enjoys... Like, that's... Like, she's not sitting there going, someday I'll meet the man of my dreams. I'm like, I'm sitting right here.
You don't have to watch this, honey.
Yeah,
honey, you already won.
You don't have to move to a small town. You won the lottery with me. Excuse me, can you get my socks? They're on the edge of my toes. No, I would probably say cringe just because I'm like, I don't need to watch those movies.
I would say but cringe too. I think right in the middle. All right, fourth one, backing into parking spots. Is that binge or is that cringe? What do you guys do?
Well, I never back into parking spots.
I actually have a story, so you go first, Greg.
I never back into parking spots. I don't care if other people do, but what I've found in the last like year, there are people who are hardcore about it. They're like, you got to back in.
Yeah.
You got to back in. I'm like, no, I don't. I don't.
Style.
Yeah. I mean, I'll go in that way and then I'll back up. I'm perfectly adept at driving my car. So I would say, for me personally, cringe.
I've made it a point in my life, I don't like to back up anymore. If I can avoid backing up, I will. Now, you're backing up to park that way, but even in my driveway, like, my wife will pull the car in so it faces the garage. No more. We can't have that anymore. Just do it. We've got enough room. Just pull out right when you leave. One time, I'm going to save this story for after the break, because this is a total Schwab meltdown. You're not going to want to miss this, folks.
Coming up after the news, it's the exclusive story here about backing up your car for Mr. Pete Schwab, a former writer for Lifetime Network. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to The Game, Binge or Cringe, here on Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. The question tonight is, what would be your advice for the graduating class of 2026? Love to hear from you. We're getting some great answers on the text line and on the live stream and on Facebook, where you can always get in touch with us. You can also get in touch with us via the Civic Media app. Go ahead and download that wherever you get your apps, and you can listen to shows, get your news, and give us a call. Send a text all through the Civic Media app. As a reminder, everyone out there, Monday is Memorial Day. We are observing that day, so therefore we will not be in the house. We will be doing a best of episode. So Dom has put together a lovely collection of all of our best moments in Nightlight 2.0. So we will still be on the air, but it will be pre-recorded and best of. So I hope you have a wonderful Memorial Day to all those out there, not celebrating, but those out there who have vets that you have lost. Our hearts are out with you. So, we are currently talking about the game we are playing, which is Binge or Cringe, put together by Game Master Dom Lee. But before we went to break, Pete was going to give us a story on how he had a meltdown regarding backing up his car, and I cannot wait.
All right. First of all, I want to say I am a horrible backseat passenger driver. My wife drives very slow. I've learned to accept that. But here's, I like open spaces. I like parking where I can just leave. We were already arguing. This is about 3 years ago. We pulled into a grocery store parking lot to pick up some stuff because we had people coming over. It was probably a Memorial Day or Labor Day celebration, whatever. So we go to the store. They're about to close. There is one car in the lot, and my wife pulls in to the spot facing the car. And I almost lost my mind. The entire parking lot.
Okay.
To just pull forward. I look for a spot to pull forward anyway so I could just pull out right away and go.
Mm-hmm.
Every spot in the lot is open except one. And she pulls into the spot and faces that car.
Now, really quick question.
Yeah.
Had you not been fighting,
it's still
like contentious.
No.
It still would have set you off.
Here's what I will say. She did. I gave her a look like I probably look like Jackie Gleason looking at Art Carney. Like, are you serious with this? And she immediately realized what she did and started laughing. So that was kind of it kind of saved our day because we were arguing and it was one of those things where we just laughed and she goes, this is kind of weird, right? I go, yes, look at this lot. You're parking. You're going to drive the other person too to go postal. Like, why would you park right there?
What was that now?
I've mellowed. I've calmed down.
I'm good. I'm glad. Okay. That's good.
I got over it a week ago Tuesday. We're all good. All is good on the Schwab front.
Mental note, never drive with Pete.
Just let Pete drive.
Or drive separately.
Take your own car. Honey, I'll meet you at the store.
All right, let's get back to the quiz. We are playing Binge or Cringe. The score, there's no score. I'm just kidding. There's no score in Binge or Cringe, but we are learning more about each other every single day. Dom?
I'm going to take it away here. All right, we're going to keep it going. I think we're just on five or six. This question, Binge or Cringe, putting Christmas decorations up before Thanksgiving. Is that Binge or Cringe to you guys?
Cringe. Absolutely. I agree. Yeah, no. Yeah. No, cringe. Get out of my face.
Not a big fan. Wow.
Craig's going to throw down.
Struck nerves. All right. How about this one?
He's like mad at you, Dom.
Greg sounded mad
at
you.
That question? Cringe.
All right.
All right. Destination weddings. Is that binge or is that cringe?
It depends.
Okay.
If the people who want you to come are like, hey, we're rich enough where we'll throw down, binge. If someone says we're getting married in blah, 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 and you have to spend on tickets and hotel, cringe. Because to me, you're not getting a present then. That's my present, me being there.
I agree.
Period.
I totally agree. And I mean, unless it's like a brother or sister, I don't want to go to Nantucket to, you know. Then I can't even do stuff. I got to do all wedding stuff.
Yeah.
I can't total cringe.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I agree. All right. Double dipping. Binge or cringe?
When it comes to commissions or chips or what?
Chips. Double dipping chips at a party.
Well, cringe. Even,
yeah.
Cringe. I'll say binge just because I know I do it. I don't do it a lot, and it's not like I lick the chip and go, I take it all.
Well, are you just at home when you do it? Like you and your wife? That I would do.
Yeah, I never do it in public. Let me rephrase. I can't say I never. But I would say I am trying to be cognizant of other people. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I would only do it if I'm sharing that bowl with someone I've swapped bodily fluids with. So my wife or a couple dudes from, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, I would say cringe. Absolutely. I would rather double dip on commission than eat out of, never mind. Yeah. Cringe. It's terrible.
You're trying to go for that layup right there. You're like, nope.
No, I know I would have blown it.
I think also for me, it depends on the salsa, if it's a salsa or I don't know. I like to double dip on certain things, but. Maybe I,
wait, so do you feel like there are like certain exemptions then? Like
no, yeah, there isn't. Yeah, I guess that doesn't make sense. But I just have salsa so much, and I double dip on that way too much. And I don't know.
Yeah, but in front of other people, Dom, like when your friends are around?
I admit, sometimes I do. Yes, I do.
All right, don't drive with Pete. Don't ever go to a party with Dom. All right, good.
Don't,
good to know.
You might as well just spit right in the salsa if that's what you're going to do, because that's kind of what you're doing, Dom.
I know.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, guys, how does my salsa taste?
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, that's a graduation tip as well.
It's diluted. That's graduation.
All right, let's keep it going here. We got road trips over 10 hours. Do you binge or do you cringe them?
I'm going to go with cringe. I want to love a road trip. I love the, you know, but I also hate sitting in a car for that long.
I agree.
I'll put a caveat. It depends where you're going. If I'm going somewhere like exciting with people I like to be in the car with, binge. But I don't want to drive somewhere 10 hours like to
Nantucket,
Lima, Ohio, you know, for no reason to go to the hardware store. Forget it.
What? Your caveats are very specific. Like,
you've been there or something.
How late are you open? Tomorrow. Yeah.
And you parked right in front of the car in front of us.
Make sure two spaces are open for me in front of the
All right, we're gonna keep it going here. We got shoes in the house.
Ooh.
Binge or cringe?
Nice, Tom.
I say cringe. Like my house, like wearing shoes in my own house?
Yes.
Cringe.
Cringe, okay.
Here's what I'll say. If I try to take them off right when I come in the house from outside, but if they've been sitting in our mudroom like overnight, I'll put them on and walk around. I don't know if that is any less bad particles, but my wife wants us to be a shoeless house and put moccasins or slippers on or whatever. And I try to do that, but she's better at it than me.
Just depends. It just depends.
Yeah. I just don't like the feeling of shoes on if I'm relaxed. Like I can't relax in my house if I'm wearing shoes.
If you have shoes on, yeah.
Yeah. I can't like sit there and be like, all right, let's watch a movie. I'm like, no, I can't do it with shoes on. I feel like I'm ready to go somewhere. I'm just waiting, but that's not the case. So yeah, cringe.
All right. Okay. I like that. How about this one though? Riding lawnmowers. Binge or cringe?
Binge. Binge all day. I don't care if you have a square foot of land, I'll take a riding lawnmower in town.
You save on gas that way too. I'll say binge because I had the typical, when I was younger, I had to cut the grass. We had a big yard, especially when we had a small yard in Chicago, a huge yard in Wisconsin, and it was brutal. And my dad still tells the story to this day. Like, my brother and I would divvy it up, and our younger brother got a pass. But we would do like two lanes, and they'd be curvy, and then we'd go in and watch baseball and come back up an hour later. Like, we weren't exactly hungry long cutters because it was hot and it sucked.
Yeah.
So I go binge on the, give me a John Deere any day. Absolutely.
I agree. I used to be a landscaper too. So I had to do that, you know, 20 times a day. And oh my gosh, it's a lifesaver. It's a lifesaver.
Yeah. Love it.
All right. We also have, let's try this one. Escape rooms. Do you binge or do you cringe escape rooms?
Cringe. No, cringe. Thank you.
What is that? Is that like a panic room?
It's like a panic room, but you pay to be in to try to get out of.
Yep.
You have okay. Yeah. I've never done one, so I'll say I can't really say I have a desire to. I'll say cringe.
I don't want to pay money to fight with my friends.
That's what it is.
I can do that anytime for free.
Okay.
That's true.
I'd like to try one, but I'm not Jones. All right. Try it.
Maybe we go.
Greg and Pete and Tom, we're going to an escape room.
Let's do it.
We'll put it on Civic Media's crowd card.
Let's go. When we do our show from Madison, when we're all there together, we'll do it.
Exactly.
All right. Personalized license plates, binge or cringe?
I used to have one.
It depends.
Depends.
I'll say binge. Live your life. Do your thing.
Yeah. I would say the same.
But I will say that. I'll say cringe just to be different because a lot of them are pretty stupid and very overly vanitized, if you will. Too narcissistic, so...
Okay.
All right. How about this one, though? This one's going to really throw you guys off. The show My Strange Addiction. Do you binge or do you cringe it?
Is that a reality show?
It is like a reality show, yes.
Cringe.
Yeah, that's all I needed to hear, a reality show. Yeah. I do want to go back to. There's a guy up here in Marinette. This is a bumper sticker, but still, it's kind of a reminded me with the license plate thing. He has a big pickup truck. He's got all the bells and whistles. It's like you'd think overcompensating, and he has a bumper sticker because he knows what his pickup truck looks like, and it says, yes, it's small.
I saw one like that once on a Prius that just said, cool Prius, said no one.
Self-deprecation. You there can't you go.
When, you, when you're aware, I love that. I love that very, very much. All right, we got time for just a few more.
I just got one more, but this is the final kicker. Refrigerator water dispensers. Do you binge or do you cringe refrigerator water dispensers?
Binge, baby.
Binge?
Binge,
I'm gonna say
baby.
Cringe.
I think so, too. I'm going to cringe it.
Because, and here's why. I like the convenience of them, and I typically like the water. It's like, seems purified, but I've heard it's not. They're not like, I've heard they can collect bacteria, and they have to be cleaned a lot. I don't think people clean them enough. So my wife opted not to get one when we bought a new fridge, and I didn't agree with her at the time, but she's probably right.
Well, now I feel gross.
Why don't you double dip a chip and then drink some water out of your fridge?
Sounds like my kind of party.
And that has been another wonderful game put together by the Game Master. That has been Binge or Cringe. We only have a few more moments. Dom, do you want to hit a couple more text messages before we get out of here?
I want to read one that just came in for Dom, and I don't think Dom should read it, but it's from Nick. Nick from Marshall says, Dom, were you a landscaper for Jimmy John's?
No, I was not.
What do you want me to do for your lawn? Give me the turkey, Tom.
Purely residential.
Number four, please. No cheese.
Well, there's another one, too, just above that from John Murray in Madison. He says, Greg and Pete, have you guys explained to Dom how funny he is? He has been killing it for weeks and seems aloof to his cleverly accidental wit. Or, Dom, are you just clever and a master of self-deprecating humor? Love the rhetoric, y'all. No, we don't tell him how funny he is because we have to pay him more and we're not going to do that. So, yes. Dom, know your place.
If his clever aloofness is on purpose, he's a genius.
Oh, well. Exactly. And that's what makes people the funniest is when you never know you're being funny. I'm like, me and Peter are trying so desperately hard to be funny.
It's ridiculous.
All right, folks. We got to get out of here for one more segment, and then we're going to come back with the Nightcap, where we read the last messages from you on our question for the night, and we talk about what we learned this evening. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. Let's take a moment to look back and ask, what did we learn today? This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
Welcome back to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Network. Always get in touch. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We are officially in the nightcap, my friends, which means we're going to talk about a few fun things, like what did we learn. But first, let's go to the final thoughts on tonight's question of the evening, which is, what is your advice to the graduating class of 2026? Dom, what do we have left on the text line?
We got a few. We got Melissa from Willie Street saying, hi, boys. My advice would be to stay engaged with people who lift you up. Yeah. Human connections are vital. Very true, Melissa.
Nice.
Very true.
Nice.
We got Tony the Trucker here saying, gents, I would tell grads that if they are not willing to put in the effort, they must be willing to accept failure. Gramps would say hard work won't kill you, but hardly working definitely will.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Dang. Did we get an answer back from Brett, too? I think we did. Yeah.
And we get a couple from Tyler as well.
Some from Tyler. We got one from Brett from Brown Deer said, I tell them, make sure this is what they want. Then when you go in, give it your everything, and believe it or not, volunteer for everything you can. If you give it your best, you will come out stronger.
And that was in response to my question to Brett, who is a veteran, about kids who are thinking about entering the service, especially in the landscape of 2026. So thank you so much, Brett, for that response.
And we have a couple more here. We got Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, never be funnier than the professional comedian because it hurts their feelings. Is that true?
True.
Is that true?
I hope that doesn't happen to you tonight, Greg.
Oh, they'll all be funnier than me. It's just the way it is.
Oh, we got Tyler from Columbia County says, our students walking out of our trade programs make more than I do in IT in the school. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes.
Got a little bit more here. Let me look around. We got John Murray saying, my daughter's 25, graduated from Whitewater, applied for 400 jobs, finally got a good one, makes a good wage at an engineering outfit in Madison. School loans looming. She can barely afford to live with the housing prices. Jeez. My advice is always keep her chin up and stay focused. Things will get better. Feels like empty rhetoric. Where is this going for these kids?
Great question.
Yeah, what are your other options? You got to keep your chin up and you got to stay positive. It's tough, though.
Yeah. Which is very, very tough, too. So, is that all in the text line?
I think that's all of them, yeah.
Here's another one from John. Cringy Peter Parker. I don't know what he's referring to, though. Do we talk about Peter Parker?
I think he means binge or cringe Peter Parker. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not too sure. I'm not positive, but I don't think Peter Parker's cringy. I think he's a good young man trying to help out.
He's a fine young man.
He's a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
I'd binge.
Correct.
There you go.
A couple more on Facebook, a few more on Facebook here. I said earlier, Mike Preston said, don't take advice from people on Facebook. Comedian Vince Morano responded and said, hey, that's great advice. I'm glad you, wait a minute.
I oughta.
Jim on Facebook says, my father used to tell me, always look out for number one and be careful not to step in number two. Love it. It's okay to be a little self-centered and not get your shoes messy. Scott Tom says, go back. And that's from Say Anything. Well done, Scott. Stacy Sue says, reach for the stars, see the world, get involved, and make connections with people. Love it, Stacy Sue. Thank you. Tim Joyce, learn all you can about U.S. politics, where U.S. politics stand. Honestly ask, do these people respect my needs and ethics? Then blanking vote. Joke answer, don't worry, debt forgiveness is just around the corner. Man, I hope he's right for my daughter's sake. Ian says, adopt flexibility. Well said, sir. Nice one. And then, and that's it on Facebook. Thanks, everybody.
Wonderful. And then one more message here on my Facebook page to the question of the night, which is, what advice would you give to the graduating class of 2026? Joe McClear says, that long distance relationship is not going to work out, bruh. There you go.
We got Lil Irv too on.
He says
military. It's safer.
Okay.
I think he's joking. Maybe.
I mean, I don't know. I did not. I was not in the military. I got rejected from the Marines. But that's a different story.
Are you serious? I did too. Wow.
Nice.
He hung up on me.
I was too fat. So.
That's another thing we got to get into. I did not like how I was treated. And I come from a family of Marines. It really irritated me.
Yeah. I was like, oh, can't you guys just make me in shape then? Which is a very presumptuous thing to say, but that's for another conversation.
You got a 12-week training program here? Yeah.
Make me lose some. That's why I'm doing this. I couldn't afford a GLP, so I'm going to the Marines. Just like the slim fast of military, right?
Friends call me Ox.
Lighten up, Francis. All right, folks, we got to get on out of here. But really quick, Pete, what did you learn tonight?
I learned that, man, I missed the boat with mini golf and making it a profession. How fun.
Yeah.
If he actually makes money at that, Cash Money Carl, I'm sure he does some, but if he that's how he makes his living, amazing. I bow to him. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
That's what you do with your future grads.
Tom, what about you?
Same thing. Cash Money Carl. He told us to go to Swingtown in Germantown. And
Swing time,
yes. And it sounded like a great place. I'm a big fan.
It's very fun. I've been there.
So Swing good. Town is a different experience.
Yeah. Take your keys. There'll be a big bowl.
Go you'll have to bean do. Snappers. And
oh, come on. What a Wisconsin reference. $90 for a soda.
I pass the billboard all the time. Never been there. Never been. They have the dill pickle. Never mind. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Started.
I've learned that Pete Schwabba is very, very funny, and that Dom Lee is very unintentionally funny. So
Pete's trying way too hard. Dom is barely putting out any effort, and he's funnier than both of us. So there you go.
That's fair. That's fair. All right, folks. Do not forget, we will be with you on Monday in rebroadcast only. We will be taking Monday off in observance of Memorial Day, so you will get a fine best of episode curated by the one and only Dom Lee, our wonderful producer. So we'll be around then, but we'll see you or hear you or talk to you next Tuesday. Everyone have yourself a great weekend. On behalf of Pete, I want to say thank you to Dominic, to Tucker, engineering and traffic, specifically Mr. Chris Casper. Good luck to you, our friend. You are amazing. Casper. We love you very, 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 very much. Everybody who called, texted, got in touch with us on the live stream, we appreciate you. Because of you, there is us. And yeah, we're going to get on out of here and have ourselves a fantastic, fantastic weekend. Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin. Have a great weekend.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.